Targeted strength training is a highly efficient performance multiplier for triathletes. We're looking at boosting your race results by 10 to 20% with just 30 minutes of focused work, 2 to 3 times per week. Rather than lengthy gym sessions, endurance athletes should focus on low weight, high repetition resistance training. Structure it as 2 to 3 sets of 10 to 20 repetitions per exercise. The primary goal here isn't to build muscle mass. It's to develop muscular endurance, joint stability, and movement efficiency. That's what prevents energy waste and significantly reduces your injury risk during long, grueling races. Our training framework centers on 15 sport-specific exercises, organized into functional categories. Let's start with unilateral lower body movements. They are essential because every triathlon discipline relies on independent leg action. Bulgarian split squats, step-ups, and single-leg squats directly replicate your pedaling and running stride. They expose strength imbalances between your legs and build critical hip and knee stability. Pair those with glute bridges and reverse Nordic curls to target your posterior chain and quadriceps. These movements improve your running drive, cycling power, and knee joint resilience, while actively counteracting the tightness and posture issues caused by prolonged cycling positions. Upper body strength and shoulder stability are equally vital for maintaining swimming propulsion and holding that cycling posture. Push-ups and bench presses build pushing power and scapular control. That directly translates to a stronger swim-catch phase and the ability to hold an aerodynamic time trial position without fatigue-induced slouching. And the dumbbell pullover uniquely trains both chest and back muscles simultaneously. It enhances shoulder mobility and full-range strength that is absolutely crucial for efficient swimming mechanics. Now, core stability and rotational control form the foundation of efficient movement across all three disciplines. Exercises like mountain climbers, side plank rotations, cable machine rotations, Russian twists, and planks with leg raises train your body to stabilize the trunk while your limbs move independently. This anti-rotational strength minimizes wasted energy, maintains proper posture when you're tired, and sharpens your neuromuscular coordination. We also need dedicated mobility and activation work. Book openers and high knees address thoracic stiffness from cycling, improve your breathing capacity, and refine running mechanics by encouraging a proper foot strike and active hip flexor engagement. But remember, successful implementation requires a structured, progressive approach. Athletes should begin with bodyweight variations to master proper form before adding external resistance. Execution must prioritize controlled movement, proper joint alignment, and full range of motion over heavy loads. Your progressions should be gradual. Move from assisted or static versions to weighted, dynamic, or explosive variations only as your strength actually improves. Consistency is key. Integrating these sessions 2 to 3 times weekly, alongside adequate recovery, hydration, and sleep, ensures your body adapts without crossing into overtraining. Ultimately, triathlon strength training is about building a resilient, balanced athletic foundation. By focusing on unilateral strength, core stability, and sport-specific movement patterns, you can significantly enhance your power output, improve your efficiency, and maintain your form deep into race fatigue. This targeted, time-efficient approach transforms strength work from a secondary chore into a primary performance weapon. It delivers measurable gains with minimal disruption to your endurance training. Get in there, move with intent, and let's put that power to work on race day.